Welcome to the Dope CFO Podcast, where you can find the best information for accountants and bookkeepers that want to start and grow a highly profitable and flexible remote cannabis accounting firm. With your host, Andrew Hunziker. Now that's dope.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Hunziker, CPA, also CFO, founder of Dope CFO as well. About my background, I've been a CPA for over 25 years, was at a big four, including PricewaterhouseCoopers. I won the gold medal award for the highest score in the CPA exam, as well as was runner up for the Portland, Oregon Business Journal CFO of Year Award in 2017. And I was the first ever cannabis CFO to be nominated. Done lots of startup work as well. And love teaching all of our community. We have now over 500 people in all 50 states in our Dope CFO program. Hey, everybody. This is Andrew again with another episode. I'm super excited to have Erica Sloan on our program today, who's a CPA and a host of other certifications as well. Over 17 years of experience with financial management and C-suite level background, as well as being a Dope CFO certified advisor on the East Coast right now, located out of West Virginia. So I wanted to jump in right off the bat. So we've gotten to know each other really well. It's been super exciting seeing everything you're doing in our program, in our franchise, and just, I know your clients absolutely love you. It's been super fun to work with you. But I want to start with, so yeah, you've got like, let me see, 14 letters past your name, which is, I think, our record. If you go to your LinkedIn and look at all your licenses you have, CPA is one, but you have 17 others as well, everything from Excel to Gusto. So why don't you, obviously you love education, so that, but I want to jump in and just start with your background. You know, what's kind of your, everyone has their own unique journey to accounting and to cannabis, and maybe give us the background of how you got to, before we even get into Dope CFO certified advisor or what you're doing today.
Yeah. So, actually, believe it or not, I started off in nursing in college. Accounting wasn't even on my radar. But then, getting into the biology class, I realized that nursing just really wasn't for me, but I was good at numbers. So I got into accounting. I got my, graduate, got my master's, set for my CPA. I did not take the typical route of some CPAs where you would go into an auditing firm or a public accounting firm. I just went, straight into the private sector. I worked, I've been in accounting for almost 20 years now, and, have worked on just continuous education because it is very important to me. A couple of the past two positions that I had prior to joining the cannabis industry were both with higher education universities. So, yes, I agree. Education is extremely important to me. And, just being able to continuously educate myself is important.
Did you, that's really good to know. Did on the cannabis side, so, as we meet accountants out there, I get everything from people that are just absolutely terrified to get anywhere near cannabis to people that are like, oh, it's a great industry and I love it. I always tell people the simple fact is, on the polls, it tells us 8 out of 10 Americans want medical cannabis. So most of us are okay with it. was this an industry you ever thought you might be in, or did this just like, oh, just came upon us, it seemed okay?
Well, I have been a huge supporter of cannabis for quite some time now. And I would say a few years ago, my father was diagnosed with cancer, and he was put on a lot of pain medications, and it was just, really, we were really struggling, just being able to have, a decent end of life, stage for him, because he was, really just kind of strung out on that pain medication. So I was like, let's try cannabis. And that really helped him be able to at least communicate, enjoy the last, last few months of his life, you know, and not, you know, have to be on that medication. And because of that, I really wanted to give back to the industry because I saw that how it helped him. And I wanted to be able to help others. And I didn't know what to do. We thought, okay, well, you know, maybe we should become a cultivator. Let's grow. And so my husband and I was like, well, let's go educate ourselves first. So we went to a conference and quickly found out that we are not cultivators, especially on a commercial scale, you know, size. Yeah. So I have much respect for the cultivators out there. It's a tough job. And while we were at that conference, I met Dope CFO or saw them, you know, making a presentation. And I had no idea that there was even, you know, such a thing as cannabis accounting. And immediately a light bulb clicked on. And I was like, this is what I can do. I can use my current skills and my expertise to be able to give back to this community.
Well, that is really awesome. And so for the viewers, most people know Dope CFO is out there and about, and we have provided education for years. And really that's what it was, education and tools to accountants in various states. We just launched Dope CFO Certified Advisor last year. You're one of the very first. We still only have a handful of Dope CFO Certified Advisors that really have gone in much deeper with much deeper training and actually are representing the brand. Like, we've agreed that, yeah, you're actually a certified advisor now and you can represent us. Tell us kind of what has that experience been like? Has that helped you on your confidence and your journey so far? Cause you're still under a year in that program as well.
My experience with the certified advisor program has been amazing. I entered the cannabis industry, you know, and left my corporate accounting job. It was a very scary decision for me to make because I was moving into something, starting my own firm and not having that, you know, guaranteed salary. So it was very frightening to make that leap. But being part of the Dope CFO program and the Certified Advisor Franchise program gave me the confidence, the support, the roadmap on what I needed to do to become successful. And it has, you know, you follow the program and it's paid off.
Well, no, that's great to hear. And the other thing I love about this is we get to get very close to the people that are franchisees, and not just for 6 months or a year. You know, we're hoping to help you build your firm over the next 10 or 15 years or whatever, including our annual event that's coming up in Las Vegas very quickly. So it's been so fun to get to know you and get to know you better at these events. One of the key parts of that is in the franchise and the certified advisors, we want every person in that to be extremely active. We call it our VIP, valuable expert, instructor, participate. So be member of organizations, be part of the lobbying movement, instructing, growing your education constantly. That's going to be very, very crucial to us. And you've done it exceedingly well on the what I call the VIP side. Why don't you talk about kind of how that's been? You've done an awful lot of things on really every front. And so maybe dive in a little deeper into what it's been like building that VIP to where you are right now.
Yeah. So really the key part for me was the participation, because that also allowed me to satisfy the V and the I in the VIP, just being out there and socializing with, you know, the cannabis industry, you know, at events, at different networking and social activities, you know, allowed me to increase my knowledge and understand really how this industry, you know, works together and operates. You know, being able to instruct social equity, you know, again, increases my education, and it also gives back, you know, and allows me to connect with those applicants and those that are seeking that education.
Do you have any favorite organization you're a part of or group you've joined that you really love and have hit it off with yet?
Well, I'm going to have to give a shout out to Spark Your Network in Maryland. They do hold generally a monthly networking event. It's a smaller event, which I actually enjoy much better than the larger conferences because it allows you to really connect with those who attend that event. Then kind of sprouting off of that, working with the Maryland Medical Dispensary Association, MD-MDA, they ran a social equity program called Project Dream. And I've been lucky enough to be allowed to teach their first couple of cohort classes, which is for their social equity, and just being able to help, again, help the social equity, you know, kind of understand what they're getting into, you know, providing them that education and just being a resource for them to reach out to.
And by the way, and that's, we're going to jump around a little because I think this is the last question on. So just to, for the viewers that don't know, social equity is a kind of a term for a lot of, pretty much every state will give a certain amount and really oftentimes a lot of licenses to people that are in some kind of minority group or disadvantaged group, or so the idea being, if say cannabis comes to your state and you want to open a dispensary or a farm, they're not just going to give it to wealthy rich people that want the license. They're also going to give some to these social equity applicants that may have almost no, they could have no experience running a company or starting a farm. Maybe they were, I met one that was a nurse or someone that was, you know, had any kind of job. So what, were there any unique challenges about working with them, about how you put your fees, or any challenges working with a social equity applicant versus just a normal CEO that maybe has a lot of experience running a business?
Yeah, well, I, one of the key differences that I've kind of noticed working with the social equity versus, you know, somebody that may already have capital or that background, you know, the business acumen, is it really seemed that social equity was a lot more appreciative of the help that I was providing, you know, and really just absorbing the information that I was, you know, providing them. Some of the challenges, you know, is one, yes, social equity, they don't have the capital. They don't necessarily have, you know, the friends and family to reach out to get that funding. So just being in a position that I'm able to adjust those fees and being able to work with them to help, you know, stay within their budget and, you know, allowing them to grow and, you know, just really getting the benefit from, you know, having a CFO on their team, but not having, you know, to pay the full, you know, cost of that.
And it's a huge need. What's happening, there's almost like vultures out there in every state. The state starts giving out licenses to these people that maybe don't have, like you said, capital resources or knowledge. And then investors come in and they try to trick that applicant in out of a lot of their equity. And so they need to be careful. They need to have a world-class CFO. And so that's been a huge advantage. And I know I'm seeing some of these emails come across from these groups that you've helped a ton of people out through the Maryland and those classes. But then you've also mentioned there's huge events which can be fun to go to, like MJ BizCon in Las Vegas or one of the other events. But really the industry associations and the meetups and the happy hours that are much smaller, it's where you really meet and connect with people as well. Also, maybe tell briefly about, and I've never actually gotten to do this. So one group that Dope CFO Certified Advisors is part of is the NCIA, the National Cannabis Industry Association. And every year they go to lobby days in Congress. And I know you were part of that in person last year. How was that experience and just being involved at a national level?
That was very interesting. So I've actually done state level lobbying, and then I did the Congress or the federal level lobbying with the NCIA. And again, NCIA had it very organized. They have it, you know, had us split out in teams. They already had us assigned to which congressmen or women that we were to speak with. And again, just going into Congress and talking to, you know, the congressmen and women, you know, you find out that they've got a lot on their plate. They don't really understand fully what cannabis is or, you know, what the industry is asking for. So just being able to give them, you know, kind of a quick 5 minute, you know, spiel on, you know, exactly how this impacts their constituents is very important. So it was very successful. And I really enjoyed being able to, you know, be a part of that movement.
And really, that's, you know, when I talk to accountants on the phone all the time, every week, and people come to talk about our program, invariably, they all tell me they hate marketing, they hate finding clients. And I'm like, great, like you said, just participate in the industry, just get involved, make friends, you'll find plenty of clients out there. And I know you have really built your business very, very successfully in a very short period of time. What, let's talk about with the, there are very stringent regulations and tax laws, compliance is key. Have you found anything in the program, tools or resources that you're relying on most to help make sure your clients are kind of staying compliant?
Yeah, well, that's the one thing I have to say about the DOPE CFO program is, you know, I mean, it really provided me everything that I needed to, you know, start my own firm in this industry and be able to serve these clients with, you know, top shelf and white glove service. I could not have done it without the work papers that were provided in the program. I would never have figured out how to do the cost accounting to lower their tax liability under 280E. So, and, you know, not only just the work papers, but the support that I've received from you, Andrew, and your corporate team, you know, has just been invaluable, you know, in helping me succeed.
Well, it's been a ton of fun and just getting to look under the hood of what these different clients are doing as well. And the same with around financial management, just being able to offer those deep, wide. So sometimes people think, oh, it's just bookkeeping and a tax return, but there's so much more. Maybe dive into kind of what are some of those other things you're doing as a CFO and around financial management to help your clients outside of just bookkeeping and a tax return.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And that's what I run into a lot, you know, when I onboard a new client, sometimes they've been working with a non-cannabis accountant. So they don't realize like, you know, that their books are being done incorrectly, you know, and that it's costing them money. And really just being able to organize their financial closet, you know, opens their eyes and they're just amazed at the visibility that they have into the financial health of their business. And then on top of that, just providing them compliance and that risk assessment, you know, by uncovering things that maybe they didn't realize they were out of compliance with and giving them that value back has just been super helpful and why they are so grateful that they have DOPE CFO as their CFO.
Well, and especially you. So it's been really fun to watch. One other thing, I know we talked about the social equity, but another fear, and I had this as well, is like, oh no, I hated speech class in college. I'm an introvert. I'm not going to ever stand on a stage. And as you're out there, you're really, like you said, if you just get involved, you're instructing, and maybe you're talking to one person at a table at a happy hour, or maybe you're doing that webinar, but it doesn't have to be that terrifying. Like what is that? Like, I know you said you were doing that series with the social equity. Is that in person or is that online? Mm-hmm. Or both? Have you done both in person and online instructing?
I've actually done both. So I did do online instructing with the Panther Group because the WEIC, which is Women Employed in Cannabis, held a social equity training class for women that were, you know, entering social equity applicants who were women entering cannabis. So that was an online training. But then the Project Dream social equity cohort classes were in person. And really, it's just having a conversation. You know, I mean, it's not lecturing. They're people just like us. And, you know, just having a conversation and being able to answer, you know, the questions that they have, you know, has been helpful.
Yeah. And you've mentioned several groups and associations on this podcast, and it just shows there are endless numbers of these groups and associations. It's really, really not hard to get involved. And if you're in a newer state, you can, if say your state doesn't have quite as many, you can always start a group. We've had people start groups as well. Have you found it difficult to get involved or join any group or whatever, or do you just reach out and connect?
Yep. I say just reach out, connect, jump in, you know, make friends, you know, stay in contact, you know, reach out just to say hi. But no, one of the things that I've actually really enjoyed about the cannabis industry, and some people may disagree with me, but I've felt like everybody has been super welcoming. You know, it's not, I've never felt out of place or, you know, not wanted. You know, so just, you know, having that welcome and, you know, being welcomed with open arms is given me the confidence, you know, to continue.
Now, I know, and I've already read, you had one very long, very nice review already. Now that you are out there serving big clients, are you having any struggles or how is it going? Sometimes it can seem overwhelming, but how's it going so far?
It's going well. And yes, there are struggles, there are challenges. But again, that's why I'm happy. That's why I enjoy working in this industry, because it's not the same thing day to day. You know, there's a new challenge every single day, this, you know, to keep you on your toes, to keep it interesting. And, you know, yes, you know, you've got big clients, you've got small clients, but, you know, they really have the same issues. And that's organization, financial, you know, that financial closet organization, and just being able to, you know, make sure that they streamline and make things as efficient as possible.
No, well, that's awesome. It's been really great having you on the show, but also watching you just get so involved in the industry, being a huge part of our program, and then now out there serving these clients and they're loving you. Let me tell us how people can find you the easiest, like on Instagram or your website or whatever. And then also we'll put it on the show notes too, so people can find you. If you are a investor or CEO anywhere in the US, but in particularly anywhere on the East Coast, I would strongly recommend Erica. You will not be unhappy reaching out to Erica and getting her involved. I can just guarantee that. So tell people where we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, you can find me on LinkedIn. My contact information is also on LinkedIn. So if you view my profile, you'll be able to find my contact information. You can email me at erica.sloan@dopecfo.us. And then also I'm on Instagram, and you can, you know, find me in other places. And if you're at a conference and you see a redhead walking around, then that's me. Come up and say hi.
No, that's awesome. And you definitely are out there involved, and it's just great to see. And it's like you said, it's fun, and it kind of aligns with some of our values even behind my head of just making a difference for your client, being involved in a good and worthy industry that's kind of changing the world right now. It makes getting up fun to do, as opposed to just, yeah, going to a job that you don't like. So been great to have you. I'll be seeing you here in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a ton of fun in Las Vegas at our annual event, and we will see you then. And thanks again for being on the show.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Dope CFO Cannabis Accounting Podcast. Every other Monday, we air tips and insights on cannabis and CBD hemp accounting. Make sure you subscribe today and also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. We're pretty much everywhere for more advice, tips, industry news as well. To find out more about our cannabis and CBD accounting program, visit dopecfo.com, and don't forget to be dope.